But it's the middle class kids that I really feel ought to come to school prepared. But in New York, they don't come prepared. Their parents have too much money, and they're out partying when they're not out on business. Oftentimes, both parents work, and the kid is left with somebody else who doesn't care. And so those kids come in like infants, come into kindergarten, and treat it like babies there. Mother wants to pick them up and so forth for security reasons. You'd think everybody in New York was being attacked every 5 minutes of the day. But geez, I've served all over New York, including the worst sections, because that's where the money is for the schools. And I haven't had so much as an aerial bent off the car. But dopey Charlie Leibowitz no sooner hit the Bronx that he had two guys were running away with his battery. He was so damn dumb it hurt. He's the kind of a guy who could go to the Bronx and get an instant mugging because he's so stupid. He goes up there and he looks like a stranger. Well, that's what he gets. Anyway, I think he was afraid of work, the city. And he claims he's getting a lot more money with the other outfit, and I know better. But anyway, I have a good deal with Grolier. And if I didn't knock off a nice afternoon's work today, I'd like to see the day when I do. Because if I am estimating correctly, in talking to 20 principals today, I know I sold them lock, stock, and barrel, because the toughest principal in the district practically told these people that this is a set of books they absolutely have got to have. You know how there are key principals in certain areas. The rest of them look to them. And the way she looks at these people, other principals and assistant principals, she's almost daring them to say, no, I'm not going to buy it. She tells them that there's money available. If you want to buy the right thing, you can find the money somewhere. And she herself told me after the meeting that she's going to buy 5 sets right away. She wants to know item numbers, prices, and how fast she can get them. I'll lug them over to her myself if I have to go to the warehouse and pick them up. I'll give her service like I always gave her for Charlie Merrill. Because I know her for 10 years. And she knows me. She was born here, too. So as I say, we'll be out the last week in July, the first two in August. And while we don't have any camping gear really for cold weather, so far we've stayed in, I guess weather which at night went down to about 28 degrees, that's all. But we were freezing in our britches because we're not prepared for that. The coldest, I guess, was up at Saranac Lake, New York, last June. We went up for a graduation. We stayed in our friend's backyard. And, it was about 28 degrees. But the top of my head was cold. Not only all night, but in the morning, too. We're getting some material. We're going to get some down sleeping bags. Because, frankly, I'm living here with a bunch of nuts. I mean, they're kids and all that, but you'd think they'd have better sense. They want to go camping in the wintertime, when we have nice steam heat here in this enormous barn of a building we live in. Here they come up the stairs with roller skates on.
They had a nice game downstairs.
Shutting the lights off. I see he just brought the camping lantern up.
I sure did.
Yeah.
Mine.
Yeah, that's our little fella.
Oh, 300, little.
All 300 pounds of them.
300 pounds? That's exaggerated by about 100.
Dean, it's 10 minutes to 9, and I was supposed to put the baby to bed at 8 o'clock.
No!
He's down there skating his legs up. Of course, now my majordomo just called him to go to bed. Wait, I'll give a holler myself. Hey, Emmett!
I called him.
Emmett! Come on, it's 10 minutes to nine.
What?
It's 10 minutes to nine. Well, get ready to go. Did you shower last night? Emmett!
What?
Did you shower last night?
No.
Come on, take those skates off in here. You're not going to skate anymore.
I know, I want to take a shower tonight.
Well, why don't you? You're like a regular dirt monkey.
Man.
Well, don't give me that man business. Take those skates off.
Of course.
You know, you're using up every tissue in the house. There's another one of your pairs of...
It's the impression of soap. Impression of
rolls over by the radio.
I don't have one now. Because I have to pick shoes off.
Yeah, that would be a good idea. Wear them all the time.
Yeah.
High shoes. They're field shoes.
I have the impression.
Get some more use out of them before you grow out of them, for God's sake.
My toes touch the tip.
Yeah, and when you get a decent pair, stop growing.
Yeah.
Yeah, no gang showers, though.
Why?
No. It's too dangerous.
Oh, I'm gang around.
The next damn house we get, we're going to have a shower room.
Gang bath.
No, we'll have a... No gang bath. That takes forever.
Oh, no,
you're too old for that jazz now, Charlie.
What old?
No, your behind is getting too big.
Huh? Yeah, we just want to take a shower and save
some
water.
No, that doesn't save water. That
no. Be
no, you'll have that gas heater working overtime for nothing.
Overtime?
No, come on, we're only going to have 10 minutes.
Don't argue with me.
We're only going to be in there 10 minutes.
Okay,
I'm not interested in how long you're going to be in. Take 5 minutes each and you still only take 10 minutes. Your hands are so black.
He's never going to take 5 minutes.
I know you were down in the hole, but...
I had to go on the stairs with my hands.
We still have